All of you, I would like to open with a word of prayer. Lord, I bow before you this morning. We thank you for the blessings you've put upon our lives. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in this way. Lord, I pray that you would be with me now as I share. Lord, help me to say only the things you want me to. Lord, I pray that you'd help it to be edifying and upbuilding. Pray this all in your name. Amen. I'd like to begin by reading Joshua 24, 14 through 24. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way, wherein we went and among all the people through we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt, and consume you after what he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord, to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice will we obey. It really blessed me how they were willing to sacrifice. I mean, they were their fathers. They worshiped strange gods, and they put all that away to serve the true living God. This challenged me as I thought about this. Are there things in my life that are hindering me from serving God to the fullest? Serving God is a way of life, not just something we do. What is our reaction when God tells us to witness our neighbor or someone that we know pretty well? Is our reaction that, you know, God, it's not really fair that you asked me that. I mean, I know this man pretty well, and it could really ruin my relationship with him. How am I to witness to him if I ruin my relationship with him? Of course, we don't tell God no. What do our actions show? Who writes the terms and conditions for our lives? I'll serve you, God. Here's the conditions. Or am I willing to serve God unconditionally? If I'm called to a foreign land, is it yes, Lord? unconditionally. If you would turn to Jeremiah 18, we'll read 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel." What kind of clay am I? When God tries to mold me into his image, am I pliable? Or am I kind of hard and want my own way? Am I kind of stuck what I want? God wants a vessel to look like that, he's going to have to find someone else, because I don't want to look like that. Is my clay hard and brittle? Verse 4, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." Does God see he's able to use me to make me into his image? There's a lot of serving that goes on here in the church, and I think we all appreciate it. We serve CM bases and a lot of places like that. But what about when God asks me to do something hard or that I don't enjoy? Psalms 102, it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing." Does it excite me to serve the Lord? Is it a well of water springing up within me, excitement and singing? Can the people see I serve the Lord with gladness? Is there evidence in my life? Or is it a duty to serve the Lord? Can people see that serving the Lord is not something I enjoy doing? I only do it because of what people would say if I didn't. If I make the conditions, it's going to be miserable because God will keep asking me to serve in areas that I don't want to or that my conditions don't allow. If I am truly willing to serve God unconditionally, it will be a joy to me and to do what the Father asks. But how often do our actions show that I'm not completely willing to serve? When people see me that don't know me, when they see me, the way I dress, the way I style my hair, the way I walk, the way I talk, can people tell that I'm a servant for Christ, or do they get other impressions? When my clothes keep getting tighter, start changing color, more style, are these signs of more commitment and willingness to serve God? When the covering gets smaller and slides back, is that a sign for more commitment and willingness to serve? I think we would all say no to that. It displays more and more self coming out. Yet what are my actions? It really challenged me as I thought about this. How does this in my life? Does it excite me when I get dressed that people can see a difference in me? Or do I wish I could dress so I don't stick out so much? How far am I willing to go with God? Is it unconditional to the end? Or do I get to a place where I tell God, I've served you this long and it's done, and I've done everything you've asked. I'll just stay here for the rest of my life. I've gone far enough. I think I can done enough good now. How about the way I talk? Does everything I say have to be funny? Am I always joking? Is my talk pretty shallow? Unedifying? Does everything I say have to be about me and what I did and where I went? Or do we talk about God and what He's doing in our lives? Ways we can serve Him better? Does this leave an impression that I'm serving the Lord? Am I willing to sacrifice now so I can serve Him in heaven? In closing, how is my clay? Can God use it to further His kingdom? Or am I unusable? That choice is ours. The choices I make, are they for me or are they to further God's kingdom? What is my motive? To serve God unconditionally? Or do I have other motives? When God tells me to do something, is it unconditional obedience? Or do I have to fight and struggle till I get a little of my way? Who holds the terms of my life? Who writes the terms? Do I tell God what I'm going to do and what I'm going to what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do? Am I truly willing to serve God unconditionally? This has really challenged me as I thought about this, and I'm not perfect in this area. I have a lot of room to grow. I just wanted to share it with the rest of you. So, God bless you.